Thousands of Sudanese protesters gathered outside the Council of Ministers' office in Khartoum yesterday to commemorate the second anniversary of the army crackdown on peaceful protesters on June 3, 2019. Protesters here say they are tired of hearing promises from government officials when nothing is done and no one is brought to justice. That is why, they say, the transitional government should resign and hand over power to technocrats. 21-year-old Walid Ihab, a resident of Omdurman's Umbada neighborhood, was shot in his leg on June 3rd, 2 years ago, during the military's crackdown on peaceful protesters, and has suffered ever since. Ihab says, like dozens of families of other victims, he has received no compensation from the government. He says the current transitional government is weak and should hand over the power to others.
This government doesn't represent us anymore. That's why we are demanding for them to leave. Sudanese people have all the reasons to remove this government. Justice has not been served for our loved ones and the ongoing deteriorating economy in the country. They are unable to solve anything as if their hands are folded.
On May 11th, two protesters were shot dead and 37 others were wounded when some Sudanese soldiers opened fire on peaceful protesters who were commemorating the same event on the 29th day of the fasting month of Ramadan. 37-year-old Zainab Abdin is the elder sister of Osman Abdin, who was shot and killed by soldiers on June 3rd, 2019. Abdin says the death of her brother Osman caused a deep trauma for everyone in the family. She says family members have tried to pursue the case in the local courts and follow the legal procedures, but they are disappointed in Sudan's justice system. Abdin says she believes the ICC may be the only solution to bring them justice for her brother.
We are tired of this situation and we are now planning to seek the international intervention. We asked the Minister of Justice a few months ago that Sudan should now ratify the Rome Treaty so that we can begin to file these cases from their office here in Sudan, which is our right to do so.
20-year-old Najat Yusuf Hamid holds the picture of her elder brother, Hamad, who was shot and killed by security forces on June 30, 2019 in Khartoum. She says she joined the protesters because she believes the current power-sharing government has failed to achieve the objectives of the revolution.
Freedom has not yet been achieved. We do not see justice, and the country has not yet experienced any peace up to now. We only want to make sure justice is served and live a dignified life like any other citizens in other countries. Since they stayed in power for 2 years and did nothing about these issues, they must go.
Amru Shaban is a Sudanese journalist and political analyst. He says the government needs to show a serious commitment to pursuing justice for the victims. Shaban says if the situation continues the same way, more protests will be the only option for many Sudanese families to express their anger and frustration with the government.
Surely the coming period might bring a series of demonstrations across the country in different forms. We will continue pressing the government and we are sure that this movement will embarrass them as they are unable to take full control of the country.
At least 120 people were killed and dozens of others were wounded during the military's crackdown on June 3, 2019, according to the Human Rights Watch. Following the bloody crackdown, the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition and the military agreed on the July 5, 2019, to a 39-month transitional process to return to democracy, including the creation of executive, legislative, and judicial institutions and procedures. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.